Texte numéro 46. Healing nature will help us all. For 10,000 years, human civilization has grown and thrived because of Earth's remarkable regenerative capacity that sustains climate stability and rich biological diversity. Now, human activity has severely undermined this resilience. Our patterns of economic growth, production, and consumption are pushing the planet's life support systems beyond their natural boundaries. But members of the European Parliament's Agriculture and Fisheries Committees have rejected European Commission proposals for a nature restoration law. The vote flies in the face of science. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, soaring inflation has pushed up food prices. 64% of people in 12 European countries say the cost of food is their biggest worry. Changing farming practices to align food production with efforts to manage the climate crisis and restore nature is the only solution to ensure affordable food for all. Yet some members of the European Parliament claim that a move to more nature-friendly agriculture would negatively impact farmers and even jeopardise EU climate commitments by making it more difficult to build wind and solar farms. Research shows, however, that the climate crisis and biodiversity loss are already jeopardising food production in Europe and that the situation will only get worse. Hand in hand with another proposal to cut the use of pesticides, the Nature Restoration Law would require changes to current farming methods to reduce harm to wildlife, increase water harvesting, prevent soil erosion, enhance pollination, and encourage a more diverse production of crops. The argument that today's system of industrial agriculture, fed by fossil fuels and pesticides, will increase food security, secure climate action, and offer long-term protection for rural communities is found wanting. At least 10% of Europe's greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture, with the food sector as a whole responsible for as much as a third of EU emissions. Moreover, degraded soils from overproduction and poor management are reducing agricultural yields. We can do excellent work in decreasing emissions, the EU Environment Commissioner said recently. But if ecosystems degrade, if soil degrades, if forests and marine ecosystems degrade, they are not able to absorb carbon or mitigate heat. If nothing is done, farmers might one day be left to cope with unproductive land and the vagaries of climate change-induced extreme weather affecting their lives and livelihoods. Farmers in Europe are already suffering from droughts and floods. Spain is turning into an unproductive desert. The facts are that climate action, nature restoration, and food production go hand in hand. Politicians arguing against restoring nature are not fighting to protect consumers from high prices. They are not fighting to protect farmers. They are not fighting to defend climate action. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2023.